Outside of a five-run outburst in Game 3 of the six-game series, Wichita Wind Surge has found scoring runs here at Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Nothing but tough going. Last night stands as a perfect example. Surge scored first in the third inning on a leadoff triple from center fielder Yorel Ortega, giving Wichita a one-run lead. But past that third inning, Surge put only three runners on the rest of the way. The result, a quick game at an hour and 58 minutes and a 2-1 Frisco win. Frisco can win this series tonight with a victory over Wichita. Welcome to Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. I'm Mike Capps. Tonight we're excited about the fourth and last rehab start for Texas Rangers and longtime New York Mets righty Jacob DeGrom. An elbow injury kept DeGrom completely out of action for Texas this season. Rangers intend to stretch him out to 4-5 innings. 65 pitches will be his limit, and if he's efficient, he could get those five innings in. They're saying more than likely it'll be four innings for him. Nonetheless, the whole plan is for him to be stretched out a little bit so next weekend he can make his first 2024 Major League start for the Texas Rangers next weekend in Seattle. He's opposed by Wichita's right-hander Pearson Ohl. Ohl looking for his fifth win in 20 appearances and 14 starts overall. Ohl has had some injury problems. He's 4-6 with a 5.18 ERA, and he has one save on the season, working 90 innings plus and giving up 104 base hits and a 3-1 strikeouts to walks ratio. So that sets the stage. The DeGrom thing is going to be big. There's going to be a big crowd in here tonight, and they'll be cheering for their Texas Rangers hero, who has not pitched for the Rangers this year, Jacob DeGrom. And it's also Dallas Mavericks night. Mavericks, of course, big here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Excellent NBA franchise, and they have been for quite a few years, coming up on 40 years for the Dallas Mavericks. Minnesota Twins news. Twins off to a rough start in their weekend series at Kansas City, losing a 5-0 decision to the Royals last night as left-hander Cole Reagan shut down the Twins, becoming the fifth pitcher in Royals history striking out 200 hitters in a season. Twins fall to a half game back of Kansas City for the second wild card. They're underway now in Kansas City. No score going into the bottom half of the third inning. 6'9", 260-pound right-hander Bailey Ober has the ball for Minnesota against Royals righty Alec Marsh for the Twins. Last night, of course, Cole Reagan's just absolutely owned the Minnesota Twins hitters. And Cole Reagan's is one now of only five pitchers in Kansas City Royals history to strike out 200 in a season. And remember, Cole Reagan's went over to the Kansas City Royals last year in a trade deadline deal, and he has turned into a spectacular left-handed starter for the Kansas City Royals. Before we give you the lineups, let's take a look at some great dates in baseball history. We go all the way back to September the 7th, 1908. Walter Johnson, his third straight shutout in 4 days, a 4-0 two-hit shutout of the New York Islanders. 1916 on September the 7th. New York Giants and Brooklyn Dodgers well, the rivalry had gone on for quite a bit of time in 1916, but the Giants winning against Brooklyn started a 26-game winning streak, a major league record. September the 7th, 1920, Cook County, Illinois convened a grand jury investigation for gambling in baseball amidst rumors the Cubs may have thrown a game a month before. The grand jury also began looking at the 1919 World Series involving the Chicago White Sox, who we now know consorted with gamblers to throw that 1919 World Series in what became known as the Black Sox scandal. 1924 on September the 7th, 7,000 fans armed with crowbars ripped open the heavy Ebbets Field gates. 40 New York City police officers called for 150 backups to restrain the mob that were trying to break into a sellout crowd between Brooklyn and the New York Giants. Always, always a bitter, bitter rivalry in those days. In 1954, on September the 7th, Washington Senators taking on the Philadelphia A's in D.C., the smallest crowd in that version of the Senators' history, 460 people, show up to watch their Senators' beat the A's 5-4. 7 years later, that version of the Washington Senators moved to Minneapolis and became the Minnesota Twins. And then with the two-year span, the Philadelphia A's moved to Kansas City and then on to Oakland. And now they're going to move again somewhere, maybe to Vegas, maybe not. We shall see. 1955 on September the 7th. Yankees lefty Whitey Ford went into the record books, becoming the fifth pitcher in Major League history, throwing back-to-back one-hitters. And the 2000 Yankees, the 2000 Yankees, this is on September 7th, their outfielder Jose Canseco swung at and missed a pitch that hit him. That's the same Jose Canseco, by the way, who went playing for the Texas Rangers in the outfield, leaped in the air for a line drive near the outfield fence, and the ball hit him right in the coconut. Lineup Cars always brought to you by Kansas Land Tires. For your tire and car needs, visit the experts at Kansas Land Tires. Leading it off for Ramon Borrego Surge in right field, Kalae Rosario batting in the second spot. The second baseman, that would be Jake Rucker, hitting third. Playing at third base, Tanner Schobel, the cleanup batter, the catcher, Alex Isola. Hitting fifth, first baseman, Aaron Sabano, the designated hitter, Andrew Crosetti, will bat sixth. Hitting seventh in left field, Kyler Fedko. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Yoel Ortega. Hitting ninth, Ben Ross. And on the mound, Pearson Orr will tell you more about him when he comes out to face Frisco in that bottom half of the first inning. Carlos Cardoso lines up his Frisco Rough Riders like this, leading it off in center field. That would be Alejandro Osuna. Batting in the second spot to DH, Aaron Zavala. Cody Freeman plays at third base and bats third. The cleanup batter, Josh Hatcher, he'll play at first base this evening. Right fielder, Luis Mieses. Mieses in right, bats fifth. Hitting sixth, Cooper Johnson, he'll be behind the plate. Batting seventh, shortstop, K-Bar Rodriguez. Hitting eighth, the second baseman, Theo Hardy. And Daniel Mateo will play in left field and bat ninth. So, upper third of their order, Osuna, Zavala, Freeman. Middle third, Hatcher, Mieses, and Johnson. Lower third, Rodriguez, Hardy, and Mateo. So, let's take a look, quick look at a Major League scoreboard update. If we have the time here, we are going to go down for the Star Spangled Banner in just a moment. We're going to check on that Twins. Jacob DeGrom getting a nice round of applause from the fans here as he trots out to the mound. Angels lead the Rangers 2-0 down in Arlington. Royals now are trailing the Twins, bottom half of the third, 2-0. And we will keep you posted on that game as we go along this evening here in Frisco, Texas. So there'll be a color guard as it comes out, and then we'll hear the Star Spangled Banner. I'd like to tell you we go back to the radio on ESPN Wichita tomorrow, a 6:05 start. We'll start a radio broadcast at about 10 minutes. No, we can't. We are going to be subject to the Dallas Cowboys, and we'll be joined in progress after the Cowboys finish their game, but we will be on ESPN Wichita, so make a note of that, and that will happen as soon as the Cowboys game ends. And we'll be watching that Cowboys game along with the other Frisco folks up here, and then we'll take over as soon as the Cowboys finish their game. Let's go down to the field now for the Star Spangled Banner. Rough Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. I'm Mike Capps. We're certainly glad you are with us. Next to the last road game for the Texas Leaguers, Wichita, of course, in the Texas League. They'll be home, don't forget, beginning on Tuesday, September the 10th, taking on the Tulsa Drillers in the final six games in 2024. Tuesday, September the 10th, Dillons, two for Tuesday, two for one tickets. Wednesday's Wine-tastic night at the ballpark. Thursday, Thursday, Friday is fireworks night with a clear crossover bag giveaway, compliments of our friends at Chevrolet. Saturday, hoodie t-shirt giveaway courtesy of Market Advisories, and it's Fan Appreciation Weekend where the Surge say goodbye and thank you so very much for a tremendous 2024 season there at that beautiful Riverfront Stadium. Sunday, of course, Kids Day, and the final game in 2024. Tickets go to WinSurge.com. Just six home games remain as we watch Jacob DeGrom tune up for his fourth rehab start. Supposedly, he'll be going four innings, maybe five if his pitch count is low enough. He cannot throw over 65 pitches, so that's the way his day will go, his evening will go, we should say. DeGrom has been beset with two Tommy John surgeries. First one was in 2011, and the second one was in 2017. He's been a workhorse when he was with the New York Mets. In 2015, that was his second season in the big leagues. Second of nine, was 14-8, a 2.54 ERA in 191 innings. He punched out 140 batters. So this has been a very, very accomplished major league pitcher throughout his time. Long and lean, DeGrom listed at 6'4 and 220. And defensively, Frisco lines up with Cody Freeman at third. Kevin Rodriguez plays it short. Theo Hardy at second base. Josh Hatcher at first. Left to right in that Riders outfield, it's Mateo, Osuna, and Mieses. Cooper Johnson's behind the plate. Jacob DeGrom's on the mound, and we are set to go here in Frisco. Road gray pants for the Wind Surge. Wind Surge in black shirts with Wind Surge on the front of the shirt. They have blue and red at the very end of the shirt, the short sleeve part of the shirt. And they wear those blue hats with a light blue bill. Dark blue and light blue is DeGrom. Turns and delivers. That's whipped over the middle. Strike one at 97 miles an hour. We are underway at 7:07. 84 degrees at game time. Winds out of the northeast. That's down and away. Evens it up at one and run. Rosario. One for four. The RBI single in the first. And that was the only run that was in the third, actually. First and only run scored by the Surge last night. Here's the pitch. That's down and in. Cooper Johnson's behind the plate. Set up right down the heart of the plate. Straight away outfield. The wind by DeGrom and the pitch. Popped it foul off his hands and right up here amongst us. Rosario takes his time, backs out. 242 batter, has six bombs, 32 driven in. Base hits in 11 of his last 12, lost a 10-game hitting streak, his longest for the season, on Thursday here at Riders Field. That's fouled back again. Jacob DeGrom, drafted by the Mets in the ninth round in 2010 out of Stetson University in Florida. Here's the 2-2, a wave and a miss. Change speeds on him. And that is the first out and the first strikeout for Jacob DeGrom. That'll bring on second baseman Jake Rucker. Jake's had a very productive season, .267 batting average, has nine homers. Third best RBI production was 66. Eighth in the league with 117 base hits. Open right-handed stance. DeGrom deals to him. That's a rip and a foul tip out of Johnson's mitt, strike one. DeGrom made his major league debut after a couple of seasons in the Pacific Coast League. Made his major league debut in 2014. 22 starts, 9-6, 228 batting average against, one strike to count to Rucker. Then the very next season, he threw 191 innings and ended up with Tommy John surgery in 2017. So he had a lot of work coming into the big leagues. That's driven into center field. Back, turning around now and hauling it in, Alejandro Osuna. The wind's playing a little bit of havoc with Osuna there. That northeasterly breeze. Osuna thought that ball was struck very well, and it was, but it got up into the jet stream, kept blowing back this way. And so Osuna hauled it in, but he had to stop and readjust his path. That's the second out here in the first inning. No score for Tanner Schobel, the third baseman. Back after Tommy John surgery, 32 starts for the Mets in 2018. For DeGrom. Here's the 0-1 wide and pitch. That's on the outside edge at 89. A hard slider down and away. 2018, 10-9. A 1.7 ERA. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Up and down in order go the surge. Two punch outs for Jacob DeGrom. No runs, no hits, and none left at the end of a half inning. Wichita nothing. Up come the Riders next. You're following Wichita Wind Surge Baseball. Andrew Pearson Ohl turning up for his 14th start, his 20th appearance. 4-6 with a 5.18 ERA, has worked 90 and a third innings, has given up 104 base hits. Strikeouts to walks ratio a little bit better than 3-1. And lost time this year in 24 to a shoulder problem. Activated on August the 9th and got his first career save on August the 27th against Springfield there at Riverfront Stadium. Last time out of no decision on September the 1st against Springfield. Five shutout innings. Couple of base hits. Left-handed swinging. Alejandro Osuna, 1-for-4 with an RBI single that tied it at one apiece early in the game, and he watches that one sail away, ball one. They tied it at a run apiece in the fifth inning against Marco Raya. Oh, lines and fires, that's down and away, two balls, no strikes. Osuna, with base hits in seven of his last eight, hitting at a solid 300. Since coming up from high A, 6 homers, 28 runs batted in. Left-handed stick. Here's the pitch. Foul tipped it right straight backward. Osuna adjusting the gloves. Osuna spent 45 games in 2024 at high A Hickory before his promotion to the Texas League. The 2-1. That's there for a strike. They list this guy at 6 feet and 185. He's about 5'9", and about 185 is about right. That's a rocket shot to right field. That will be out of here. That ball hit the yellow line, or did it? It did. And right out of the gate, Osuna with his seventh home run makes this a 1-0 lead. over the Wind Surge. So the Riders a little bit charged up, I would say, having Jacob DeGrom on their mound. And Osuna got after it and hit a rocket. That's foul back by Aaron Zavala, the DH. Strike one. Zavala hitless in 8 times in this series. Now you got to factor in, here's the pitch. Off speed, dances just off the outside. You got to factor in, that was a low line drive, but there's still plenty of breeze blowing this way. And so he fought through that wind and it hit right on the yellow line just to the left of the 335 mark down in right field. That misses low and outside again, 2-1. Zavala, 4 homers, 47 driven in. Was 3-for-7 in the first Wichita series for the Riders that opened 2024. 1-for-8 in the second series in July back at Riverfront. That's up and away again. Oyola's trying to work that back door, but he's just not hitting that spot. Wide and 3-1. That's popped up out in a short center field. Racing back goes to shortstop, but racing in faster was Yoel Ortega to put it away for the first out in the first inning. 1-0 Frisco, and that'll bring on the very talented third baseman, Cody Freeman. Freeman, third in the league with 198 total bases. Leads the Texas League with 48 extra base hits, carrying a 272 average. And he's in the league's top 10 with 61 runs batted in. Right-handed stick. 1-0 Surge trail. Here's the pitch. Slider spins to the outside edge for a strike. Freeman, couple of base hits, 4 times up last night. Bouncing ball hit down toward short. Backhanded on a high hop. Ross throws to first and got him. That'll bring on Josh Hatcher, the first baseman. Overall, I am convinced after, now, this is the 5th game we've seen him. I think Hatcher's their best all-around player. Third in the league with a 303 batting average, 10 homers, 6 with 64 runs batted in. 119 base hits, lefty all the way, throw and bat. That's downstairs ball one. Tremendous speed. We've seen it at first. We've seen him in the outfield. Surge outfield shades him slightly toward left. Oh, rocks and deals. That's a foul tip right off the foot. Hatcher drafted by the Rangers in 2022's 10th round out of Kennesaw State. Sure glad you tune us in tonight on the stream. We'll be on the radio, but we'll have to wait for the Cowboys to finish on ESPN Wichita. That's a strike. And we'll finish up our part of the schedule. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Off speed, down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It's been a wild year. Traveling Texas for the Surge. And traveling part of the International League for the Iowa Cubs and working UTSA baseball, University of Texas at San Antonio. That's bounce foul up the first base side. We covered a lot of territory since early February. And so proud to have the chance to do it. It's just absolutely Nirvana being in a broadcast booth, baseball-wise, no matter where you are. But good people, great people like the Iowa Cubs and the Wichita Wind Surge. Swing and a miss. Slider right on the hands. Cuts down Hatcher and finishes off the first inning for the Riders. 1 run, 1 hit, the Osuna home run, and none left. We're headed to the second inning here in Frisco. 1-0, Riders. Middle third of the Surge order to face Jacob DeGrom in his second inning of work. He punched out two in a 1-2-3 first. Isola, Sabato, and Cossetti, 4-5 and 6. Alex hitting a 205 with a homer and four driven in. 1-for-3 with a one-out single in the fourth inning off of right-hander Andy Rodriguez, last night's starter for Frisco. Isola from TCU. There you go. Doesn't matter. It's a slider that cuts the middle of the plate. Strike one. Isola spent most of his season in 2024 at AAA St. Paul. That's foul back. And in that season, 215, 5 bombs, 29 runs batted in. Had a six-game streak for the St. Paul Saints that ended July and began August. Here's the 0-2 delivery. Right down Main on a changeup. Got him. Strike three. Three punch-outs now. And that'll bring on Aaron Sabato, the first baseman. Sabato, 10 homers, 30 driven in. Has 27 career home runs for the Surge. Big strapping right-handed batter. Takes one downstairs and outside. Ball one. Right back comes DeGrom, working from the first base side of the rubber. Blows that one by with a swing and a miss. Letter high. So, a 1-1 pitch coming up to Sabato. That one drifts just off the outside. Working that 97-mile-an-hour fastball and just missing wide of the plate. Two balls and one strike, and right back comes DeGrom. That's in the dirt, smothered nicely by Cooper Johnson. Three balls and one strike. Sabato 2-for-15 in this series. DeGrom winds and fires 3-1. That's a rip and a miss, letter high heat at 98. DeGrom seemed so relaxed and so in control, and that 98 came out of his hand very easily. Here's the wind and payoff. Over the outside edge, strike three. So three straight strikeouts, four total for DeGrom. And that'll bring on Andrew Cossetti, the DH, 193 batter. Surge, we've talked about it, have had tons of trouble scoring runs. Here's the first pitch. A rip and a miss at 97. Cossetti walks completely out of the batter's box, calls time, readjusts the gloves. And now heads back in. Back foot on the back line of that batter's box as DeGrom turns and delivers the 0-1. That one caught the outside edge. No balls, two strikes. DeGrom not wasting any time at all. The pitch. That one misses low and outside. Four pitches now served up by DeGrom. 1-2. Down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Straight up outfield watches the action. Here's the 2-2 delivery. That one misses low outside. Try to cutter downstairs. Just working on some pitches here. Full count. As DeGrom gets ready, turns and delivers the payoff. Checked his swing and fouled it off. 99 on that fastball, by the way. Twenty-eighth pitch is on its way. Popped up behind home plate and out of play. DeGrom actually made six starts for the Rangers last year. Here's the payoff. Popped it up first base side. Over into foul ground and right near the tarp. Josh Hatcher puts it away in another 1-2-3 inning served up by Jacob DeGrom. That was his 30th pitch. 1.5 in the books. We're in Frisco outside of Dallas. And it is a 1-0 lead for the Riders. Beautiful evening for baseball here in Baja, Oklahoma. We call it Baja, Oklahoma because it's 60 miles south of the Oklahoma border. And it's 30 miles north of downtown Dallas. And if you ever come down this way and you get to Frisco, you're going to see what we're talking about. It's flat as a pancake. And from where we sit now, on the other side of the grove of trees around this ballpark, you don't see many trees all the way to the Oklahoma border. Therefore, Baja, Oklahoma, as Pearson O comes out for his second inning of work, gave up a leadoff home run to Alejandro Osuna that opened the home half of the first. Luis Mieses looks at one downstairs, ball one, Mieses. 27 games with the Riders after coming up from high A. 274, he's homered four times, waves at a change and misses, evens it up at 1-1. Long and lean, Mieses. 6'4 and 180 from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. And a guy who runs like a deer. 1-for-4 with an RBI last night. That's popped up, left field side, over comes Fedco. But it'll be the third baseman coming out of nowhere, Tanner Schobel, who backhanded it right up against that padded wall down the left field side. Nice hustle by Schobel. That's the first out here in the second inning. And it brings on catcher Cooper Johnson. What a play, what a concentration play that was for Schobel, racing back. Breeze blowing that ball away from him, and he made a backhanded stab two strides onto the warning track. That's a breaking ball over for a strike to Johnson. Started him out with a slider down and away. Johnson 1-for-14 with an RBI double in this series. The 0-1 wide, old deals. Waved at and missed. Change speeds on a back-to-back. Old drafted by the Twins in the 14th round in 21 out of Grand Canyon University in Arizona. Great baseball program out there, the 0-2. On the inside edge, strike three. Over the 92-mile-an-hour sinker, strikes out his second batter. Kabar Rodriguez, the shortstop, stands in, a 226 batter. He's only 1-for-10 in this series. One nothing. Riders lead. The breaking ball way out ahead. Rodriguez badly fooled on that. That went up and out, and Rodriguez was wailing at it. Here's the 0-1. It's in front of the plate. Evens it up at 1-1. Certainly glad you were with us. It is a beautiful, beautiful evening here. Powdered blue sky above, the sun shining brightly on that big, huge 14-story high Embassy Suites, well beyond the center field wall. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 335 down both lines here at this beautiful ballpark. 364 to the left center field power alley. Right center field power alley has no markings on it, but there's a huge swimming area beyond that right center field wall. 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Got him with changeups the whole way. Up and down in order in the second inning. Go the Riders. No runs, no hits, none left. We're headed to the third here at Frisco. 1-0 Frisco. Jacob DeGrom taking his final warm-ups before his third inning of work. He'll look at the lower third of the surge order. Fedco, Ortega, and Ross. Make a note, we are obliged to wait to start our part of this baseball game on ESPN Wichita tomorrow after the Dallas Cowboys finish. So we'll be in progress and tracking the flow of the game as the Surge play their final road game of 2024. Connor Fedco stands in. Like I said, 30 pitches. There are only 29 for DeGrom in that second inning total, between first and second inning. Fedco stands in, a 231 batter, right-handed, deep crouch. It's a high drive to left. Back it goes, on back, turning around to come back to get it, and that ball falls in for a base hit. Here he goes to second base, and he slides in safely. The wind playing havoc, blowing that ball back. It was backspun, so it was bound to happen, and the left fielder, Daniel Mateo, raced back, thinking that ball was going out, all of a sudden realized it was not, and came as hard as he could back toward the infield, and the ball fell in for a base hit for Fedco. And that's the first knock given up by Jacob DeGrom. And it ends up as a double. And a runner in scoring position. DeGrom sets, deals to Ortega. Fooled him on that one. That's an 88-mile-an-hour slider down and away. And that's a strike. DeGrom, a check of the runner at second base. Second glance, the pitch chopped down toward third, foul. DeGrom still, as you might imagine, a veteran major leaguer pitching in Double-A on a rehab, nice and relaxed, and really, really in control. No balls and two strikes. Ortega out, now back in. A look back at second. The pitch. Ooh, framed up nicely by Johnson. That was close. Ortega, 211 with 9 homers, 48 driven in. One-two pitch, popped it up. Right side of the infield. Who will take over? It'll be the first baseman, Josh Hatcher. 25 feet from the pitcher's mound to put it away. That's the first out here in the third inning. Brings on Ben Ross, the shortstop. Ross, slender right-handed batter. Listed at 6 feet and 190. I'm thinking he's taller than 6 feet. Maybe 6'1", 6'2". Right-handed, slightly open. DeGrom deals the first pitch to him and blisters the outside edge. Strike one. Modest lead out at second base for Fedco. That's a wave and a miss. Letter high 97. Second baseman Theo Hardy playing a little game with Fedco. Trying to bluff him into moving back to the second base bag. Fedco's not biting it. DeGrom, a quick check at second, the pitch. Swing and a miss. 98 way upstairs. Five punch outs for DeGrom. One to nothing. Frisco leads on a solo home run that opened the home half of the first by the center fielder Alejandro Osuna. Tyler Fedco's leadoff double in the third, the only hit for the Surge. That's popped up. Out toward third, who will take over? It's the third baseman, Cody Freeman, puts a squeeze on it. Side retired, that double amounts to nothing. 37 pitches after three innings. No runs, one hit, and one left. We're headed to the bottom of the third here in Frisco. A 1-0 Riders lead. Right-hander Pierce